Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 21, Johannesburg 19, Rustenburg 22.
Unfortunately, we're getting Friday Arvi off with a hat-trick of crashes. Crash on the N12 east at Atlas Road, crash on the N12 west after the Electron Interchange, and a crash on the R21 north before the Ramptonel Mapius Drive.
AfriForum is bly oor 'n hof uitspraak deur die Hooggeregshof in Pretoria. Dit het die Satswane se nuwe skoonmaakheffing onregmatig en ongeldig verklaar en tersyde gestel. Die maandelikse heffing van R194.37 was gemik op gemeenskappe en winkelsentrums wat nie bestaande skoonmaakrekeninge het nie, maar privaat skoonmaakdienste gebruik. AfriForum met die hof genader om die heffing om te keer, woordvoerder Arno Rood.
This judgment means 560 million rands will be taken out of Tswane's greedy hands and returned to the pockets of Pretoria's residents.
Die Nasionale Vervolgingsgesag het kommer uitgespreek oor die regstreekse stroming van hofrigtinge in 'n saak waarby 'n ma en 3 medebeskuldigdes in Johannesburg se Landdroshof betrokke is. Die saak hou verband met 'n video waarin 'n 4-jarige kind na bewering 'n dwelmmiddel saam met die beskuldigdes rook. Die NVG se streekswoordvoerder Pindi Majondwana sê 'n Facebook-blad het die verrigtinge onwettig gestroom en die beskuldigdes se gesigte gewys.
We strongly condemn this conduct as the NPA and call on the account holder to immediately remove this video. We are further appealing to the members of the public to uphold the rule of law and desist from engaging or sharing such content.
Nou vir vandag se groot nuus, president Ramaphosa het professor vrou Skatchalia amptelik ingehuldig as aangewese minister van polisie by die Unie gebou in Pretoria. Skatchalia neem oor by Senzo Mqunu wat op spesiale verlof is na aanleiding van die KwaZulu-Natalse polisiekommissaris Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi se beweringe van korrupsie.
I solemnly affirm that I will be faithful to the Republic of South Africa and will obey, respect and uphold the constitution and all other law of the Republic, and I undertake to hold my office as minister with honour and dignity, and to be a true and faithful counsellor, not to divulge directly or indirectly any secret matter entrusted to me, and to perform the functions of my office conscientiously and to the best of my ability, I so affirm.
Minister van Handel en Nywerheid Park Staal sê dit sal uitdagend wees om plaasvervangende markte vir Suid-Afrikaanse uitvoere te vind wat deur Amerikaanse tariewe geraak word. Amerikaanse tariefverhogings het vandag in werking getree, talle groot sektore word geraak.
Getting to the point of a buyer that would enter into a transaction is a bit more detailed work than just making the call.
Yeah.
So that's work that we're going to have to do with them, and we're going to have to hold hands together to find these solutions. We've established a support desk. We're engaging with the countries all over the world about, with those that have said, in citrus, we've got a possible agreement with you. We can supply. How do we sort that out?
Die minister het 'n onderhoud met die SAIK gehad. En ten slotte, Amerika se gewese president of vice-president Kamala Harris het 'n boek geskryf met die titel 107 Days. Dit gee 'n kykie agter die skerms van haar ervaring wat gelei het tot die kortste presidentiële veldtog in moderne geskiedenis.
Since leaving office, I've spent a lot of time reflecting on those days, talking with my team, my family, my friends, and pulling my thoughts together. In essence, writing a journal that is this book, 107 Days. I believe there's value in sharing what I saw, what I learned, and what I know it will take to move forward.
Die boek handel oor haar Withuisveldtog. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 1 uur.
30% tariffs. Okay, 30%.
Yep.
I'm happy for Lesotho, though. I'm happy for Lesotho because they got downgraded to just 15%. It's where a lot of America's genes come from. So we are going to have to pivot now. If we are going to, if we